Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 147, the requilted episode. Yes, Nova is done. It's been requilted, washed, documented, and now today it will be mailed. So what am I going to do next? Well, I am so close to finishing the mosaic top, but I talk about that in the quilt diaries. I'm just very excited. I will say about the mosaic top, one, it looks fabulous. It's really cool looking. But it also, you know, one of the things that amazes me, I've been quilting now for what, like 6-7 years? A while. And I still, my precision it's not all that precise. And whenever I talk about this, people are very kind and say, oh, try this, try that. And, you know, and I do, and I still, I don't know, you know. And I have to say, making blocks out of 16 2.5-inch half square triangles, for me, the idea that they're going to be precise blocks is just, well, crazy. Not going to happen. But nonetheless, we can quilt out all our problems, can't we? Yes, that should be our motto. Quilt out all your problems. I have an idea for a bumper sticker. Don't steal it, because I plan on getting rich with this idea a little later. But the man bought a new car. It's not really new. It's dealer certified, pre-owned. Very exciting. You know, because his old car was old, 10 years. And we are a family. We hold on to our cars for a long time. I'm driving my Honda Odyssey minivan, which is 9 years old and pretty scuffed up at this point because I've never really been great at parking it. The other day, a few weeks ago, my latest scuff, it is sort of one of those great ironies, I was dropping things off, donating things at our local rescue mission store, sort of thrift shop. And I dropped everything off and I was backing up. I was at the loading dock backing up. There was a white wall, maybe 3 feet high behind me. Could not see it, did not know it was there, and went smacked right into it. And now I have a nice little gouge in my exterior paint job. Like, yeah. But anyway, we hold on to our cars. We drive them until they have absolutely no value left. And then we get new ones. And the man has done that. He did not get a new car because the car he got, which was a Honda Crossover, CRV, very pretty, beautiful color. Beautiful color, this oceany green. It's just a green with a lot of gray in it. It's beautiful. He figured that will be the car that, you know, Jack drives on the weekends or drives when he goes out with his friends, when we allow him to drive with other people in the car. And he just felt like he would rather it not be a brand new car, and that way he would not worry as much about dings and whatever. And Jack won't even have his license till next summer. You have to drive on your permit here in North Carolina for a full year. So he'll get his license next summer, and by that time, the man's new old car will feel even older and less, like, you know, it's like, it's so funny, you know, just like the first day he drove the car to work, which was Monday, you know, it was like very nervous making the way you are when you have a new car or a new baby or whatever, and you're just like, oh, you know, it's going to get dinged up, maybe not so much the baby, but the car. And it's just a matter of when that's going to happen. So I try to take that old Zen approach of it's already broken. You know, as soon as it comes off the lot. And if you realize, yeah, there's something, it's going to get a ding. Something's going to happen. And if you can just accept that, it makes life a little easier. Anyway, don't even know. How did I get to the new car? Who knows? Yeah, because I at some point was talking about the mosaic quilt and quilting that and quilting out all our problems, and maybe, who knows? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. Write me. And tell me, where am I going with this? Well, let me go right here. First of all, thank you for listening, and I love to hear from you. So if you have a comment, a couple ways to get in touch with me. You can email me at F, as in Francis, Dowell, as in do well, F, Dowell at nc.rr.com. Don't you like how I say RR? It's like a seal. Or you can come over to my WordPress site, which is the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and that's where I post my pictures. And there will be a picture of the Nova quilt. And I took a picture of the quilting itself. I don't think you can tell very much in the picture. The picture of the actual quilt the man took, and he's much better. Oh, you know, I'm standing in front of my computer, and I just got a new message from Sherry Kay. Help me become more fit on Fitbit. All right, more people trying to kick my butt on Fitbit. All right, then. I actually have, with my treadmill desk, which I love, have once or twice come fairly close to Terry, meaning like come within 10,000 steps of her, but I have fallen down because last week I went and did a school visit and did a convention and various other things. I went to this convention, it was the North Carolina School Librarian and Media Specialist Association annual conference, and you know, they don't pay you, but they give you a hotel room. Which is always, you know, it's nice. And it was in Winston-Salem, which is only an hour and a half from here. So I went, but the way it becomes a money-making venture for the authors they invite is primarily because you do a book signing and you sell books. And I have a new book out called Anybody Shining. And so that was going to be this big exciting thing. And then the bookseller there at the convention, who set up his little bookstore, somehow managed to not bring my books. He showed me the envelope. He ordered the books. The books came into his warehouse, but they did not make it to the convention. So I was not a happy camper. I had to actually, when I realized that, I had to go into the bathroom and compose myself because I was not happy. And my problem is when I get angry, I cry. I see that with my sons. I just like, you know, it's horrible. That's a horrible thing to have when you get, you know, some people, you know, I'd rather get stony, cold, silent. But no. So I had to go to the bathroom and compose myself. And that was fine. And everyone was really like, oh, man. And people, librarians came by and said, I looked for your book. And, you know, so, I mean, people were nice. And the bookseller was very apologetic. And the organizer of the conference, once she found out, kind of avoided me for the rest of the time. I think she was embarrassed. But, you know, I understand these things happen, but it was a drag. Glad to be home. Glad to be home. And now I have some Skyping I'm doing with schools in the next 2 months, but that's it. I'm not on the road, which is really good because I like being home. I like working. I like writing and being right here looking out over my garden. So, yes, I believe I have just made a really long, 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 long tangential thing when actually what I was telling you is how to comment on my blog. Yeah, so anyway, come over to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I got some very nice comments last week, even though I'm no longer giving anything away. By the way, Michelle was the winner of the podcast-iversary giveaway, and if you want to visit Michelle, I put her blog, a link to her blog. It's Renewing Mrs. So-and-so. And it's very charming. And she has been listening to Off Kilter Quilt for almost a year. And she, I think, has already gotten her Fat Quarter order. I feel like I saw something about that on Twitter. She's in the Twitterverse with the Twilters. And that's fun to say, the Twitterverse with the Twilters, yes. And I love Fat Quarter Shop for many reasons. But one is they get your stuff to you fast, which is fun. So anyway, I heard from Michelle. Michelle, you are so welcome. She was very lovely, a very gracious winner. Heard from Quilt and Jenny. Hello, Quilt and Jenny. Heard from Emily Hinkle, and it was nice to hear from her. Emily's someone who I've been hearing from for a long, long time. So, and she's also, you know, friends with my close and personal friend, Annie Smith, to you. So drink up, Quilt and Jenny. Heard from Jane and had a very nice comment from Jane, and she has also been listening for a long time, and she unquilted a queen size quilt earlier this year. So we are soul sisters. I like her blog. It's called Things That Are Not Perfect. So it's like it should be. We're like, yeah, we are soul sisters. The off-kilter quilt and things that are not perfect. But yeah, I like a woman who is willing to unquilt a queen-size quilt. And people say, you're crazy. Don't do that. And sometimes you don't. But sometimes you just feel like you have to. Heard from Joan and heard from Margaret Kay. So. And she wanted to know about, she's wondering, she wanted a review of my new desk, and I will tell you, I really like it. She mentions, don't forget to wear good footwear. And unless you want a podcast episode called How My Fitbit Gave Me Plantar Fasciitis. I don't know if that's how you say it. The man has that from hauling various bits of video equipment and cameras around Raleigh as he's done his job. And so Margaret Kay, you are not alone, but because she says she could guest host that episode. Anyway, I figured that out after like 2 days of just wearing my Birks on the treadmill. That's not going to work out. I mean, I do sometimes if I'm just popping on and I think I'm just going to check email and check some blogs and stuff and be on for 15 minutes. I'm okay with just wearing my Birks. But if in the morning when I'm writing and going to be on for a couple hours at least, I put on my running shoes, which I don't actually use to run, but I put those on. And because when I have done it just with the Birks, my knees start hurting really quickly. So yes, but when I wear my running shoes, I am fine. So, but that is very good advice. Anyone else who thinks about the treadmill desk, which by the way, I love totally. It's I usually go about a mile and a half an hour, which is very slow. Sometimes speeding up to about 1.8. I wish that I could hand write and stand here, but I can't. I can type very easily. I can read, but the one thing I can't do is hand write. But I'm enjoying it. When I'm really working, like have a serious solid morning of working, by the end of the day, I'm usually walking around 7 miles a day. So that's really good. Still can't catch up with Terry, but I don't think anyone can ever. All right, well, that is so thank you to everyone who commented. Please comment. I love hearing from you. All the podcasters do. So the quilt casters. So let us hear from you. And I think I will just at this point, I don't know. Let's go to Quilt Diaries. Okay, we will. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Monday, October 6th. Beautiful fall day. We've had beautiful weather. You know, I'm completely neutral about weather, so I feel badly even just commenting on the beauty of it, but it's really beautiful. Like yesterday, it was like 70 degrees and gorgeous. And today, I think it's going to be a little warmer, still gorgeous. This is actually kind of Quilt Diary Day One, Part One. I need to get back to work, but I had a thought that I wanted to put out there, and if I don't do that right now, I'll forget about it totally later. And I thought it'd be an interesting point of discussion, and I would love to hear what you think. I was thinking about mistakes, and there are some of you who are very like, don't unquilt, dequilt your quilt, just let it go, make a new quilt for your friend, keep this quilt for you, do whatever you have to do, but do not unquilt. And other people are like, yeah, I've unquilted or dequilted entire quilts. And you have to know, with this quilt, with the Nova quilt, I wasn't unquilting. And there was also some discussion in the comments, should it be unquilting, dequilting? And there was one person in particular who felt very strong that should be dequilting. And I got her point, but still, I just like saying unquilting. It comes more naturally to me. But there were people. Anyway, so the time I spent unquilting, although it really took like a day per medallion to unquilt it all the way. I mean, that was a lot, it took a week to do it. And, but I didn't mind doing it all that much. I mean, it's kind of enjoyable. Somebody commented about that too. They kind of enjoy that process of picking out stitches. It's relaxing. I don't know why, but it is. But other people felt very strongly. It's like, no, move on, move on. Don't worry about it. Just go on. And, and I take their point because there are a lot of mistakes I do move on from. I'm just like, yeah, no one's going to care. But I would have cared very strongly about this particular mistake. And not everyone, by the way, thought it was a mistake. There were some people who saw the medallions and liked them. And I didn't hate them, but I didn't love them, and just felt like they weren't quite right for what I was trying to do. So, by the way, I am in this at this point requilting, and I'm just doing kind of a meandering thing, and it looks just fine. It looks just fine. But yes, but that would be my question for you. What mistakes can you live with when it comes to your quilts or the rest of your life, if you want to share that? And what mistakes do you feel like I can't live with this mistake? I have to correct this mistake in my quilt, or I will be unhappy for the rest of my life. So just wondering that. I mean, what's the line? And for me, I'm not that big on matching points. I like it when they match. It makes me happy. But I look at quilts I have around the house, and there's plenty of points that don't match, and it doesn't bug me that much. And in fact, I think it always bugs you while you're working on the quilt, because you are just it, the quilt is in your face, and you're very, very aware of everything going on with that quilt. But once you get away from the quilt, and the quilt is on the couch or on the wall, and you pass by it, and your eye kind of makes adjustments. So you don't actually, even as the quilter, you don't particularly see the points that aren't matching unless you really look for them. Unless you go, I think this quilt has some points that don't match. Oh yes, there they are. But anyway, I'm perfectly fine with stuff not matching up, because I do think that in the long run, it doesn't matter that much. Obviously, if I were putting quilts in shows and very serious about having them judged and having them win, I would, but I don't do that. My quilts are very much for home and for friends. So don't mind unmatching, don't mind imperfection. I do mind, obviously, quilted spaces that I don't like on a quilt. There is quilting I will correct, and actually, one of the good things about doing this requilting is I came across a patch of the quilt, of another part of the quilting where the quilting was coming out. Now I've washed this quilt now I think 3 times. So I'm a bit, and that's obvious something. I'm obviously a mistake I can't live with, and or a problem I can't live with, and that I will take care of. So what mistakes can you live with, and what mistakes can you not live with? That's my question for you today. I have to get back to work, but I may talk with you some more today, because I hope. So it's about 11. I'm just taking a little break from work, and I'm going to work for about another hour. And I've got some various chores I need to do. And then I hope I'm going to be able to spend at least an hour this afternoon quilting, finishing the quilting on the Nova quilt. And an hour may be all it takes. I mean, this is very simple quilting, and I like it. It gives nice texture. I'm using a lighter thread, a very, very pale green, like say if you had an ocean blue and drained most of the color so that it was almost white but just had the tint, the barest tint of a bluish green. That is this thread that I'm using, and I like it because it, and I'm using it on the back as well. I had planned to use the same thread that I had used for the other for the rest of the quilt, this a darker bluish green, which is very pretty, but I don't have much left, and I was just like no. And here's something I'm willing to do. I'm willing to have, say there's two kinds of quilting on this quilt now, and I'm willing to have two different threads show up on the back, and I think it'll look fine. And it does look fine. It's not like I look at it and go, oh no, I can't do that. It looks fine. So I am willing to, when I'm running out of thread, I'm willing to make substitutions, definitely. All right, I've got to get back to work. And but I want you to ponder that question and leave me a comment at the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com. The other thing I will tell you is I do have my treadmill desk. I'm trying to think when I posted my last podcast. I think it must have been before the desk came, I think. Maybe it was right after. I don't know. I can go look. I'll walk over here to my treadmill desk, which is not on because it's actually pretty quiet, but not so quiet that I don't think it would not bug you. Okay. Episode 146, the requilting, and that was posted on I guess last Tuesday. So anyway, we've got one of those warning signals coming off the radio. I don't know what that means. It doesn't look like a tornado's on the way. Anyway, so I think, yes, because I posted a picture of the desk on the site. So yes, I did have it, and I am now almost embarrassed to say that I am number one on Fitbit. And that would be a lot funner if Terry were not such a nice person. Because as you know, anyone who's doing the Fitbit thing knows that Terry has been number one forever, except for she went through a period where she was having knee problems, maybe even knee surgery. I can't remember now. But any event was not running. And so then everybody else was having a field day. Like, all right, it's our chance. It's our chance. And then she started running. Her knee got better and she started running again. And that was that. And she's been number one ever since. And so when I knew I was getting my treadmill desk, I was like, oh, watch out, Terry. I'm going to get you. Da, da, da. You know, trash talking. And instead of trash talking me back, she's like, oh, Frances, that's so wonderful. I hope you're number one. I cheer for you. I'm rooting you on to get ahead of me in steps. I think that would be just so marvelous. I'm like, oh, Terry, you're taking all the fun out of my trash talk by being nice. So now I actually feel guilty, but I can't help it because, you know, I am like doing between 15 and 20,000 steps a day without really noticing, because I'm just working and writing or reading email or Facebook or whatever, and I'm on there, and you know, 10 minutes equals 1,000 steps. And yeah, so anyway, yeah, so I'm number one, But I am enjoying my desk, and it's good because you know, my back feels better, my hips feel better because I'm walking and not sitting. So there you have it. All right, I may be back later today, if I may not. The exciting thing is I was talking with my mom yesterday, and yes, she was asking me what I was going to do when I finished this quilt. I feel like, part of me, there's a wall hanging, a Christmas wall hanging. I never made it to my Halloween wall hanging. I could still do a Halloween wall hanging. I mean, there's time, but there's a Christmas wall hanging I'm kind of looking at. My mom actually gave me this pattern. It's for a tote, but it would easily, you can make it into a small wall hanging, and I would love to do some applique. And I really, Jay, I am. I'm finishing my hexie block. I really, really am. I look at it. I found my pictures of when I took it, when I got all the colors set out and arranged on my little hexagons. So I have that. So I am going to finish that. I am going to finish that. And I also feel like, need to finish the mosaic quilt. Need to finish. I need to keep faith with my peeps who sent me the fabric. I have to do the new quilt for the new bedroom because of the new curtains, all that. So, yes. All right, then. I will be back later. I hope you have a marvelous week, and I hope that the next time I talk to you that my week will have continued to be marvelous, because so far Monday, it's pretty good. Not bad at all. So, all right. Talk to you soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It is Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. I am trying to be good about holding this far away from me. It is telling me now my recording levels are over, but, you know, it's a little crazy. I'm like, okay, here's where it's saying, nope, it's telling me over. I can't hold it that far away, but I'm not going to hold it. I've been holding this recorder almost like a mic, I think, and I haven't been really crazy about the sound quality of my podcast recently. So let's hope that this is a little bit better and not too far away so that we feel distant from one another. We don't want that. It is sort of a rainy, gloomy afternoon, but in a nice way. It's actually quite warm. It's going to be 80 degrees today, and then storms are going to come in and bring us nice low 70s temperatures, which we are going to look forward to for a month now. And, you know, I don't complain about the weather, but I will complain about the weather forecasters. Because for a month now, what happens is they give you the forecast. It's like, all right, it's going to be kind of warm the next couple of days, but then it's going to be 72 for a week, 72 and sunny. And then you get to that day where it's supposed to be 72, and all of a sudden it's like, whoops, we were wrong. It's going to be 79. And 79 without humidity is actually quite lovely. We have been having lovely, lovely weather. See, I'm not complaining about it, but the forecasters who get your hopes up for the nice, brisk fall weather that hasn't come yet. And when it does come, you know what? I'm going to complain about being cold. So, you know, there's no winning with me, as we know. Anyway, but it's kind of nice right now to have sort of gloomy fall weather. I like a few days of that. More than a few, I have to get out my sad lamp and sit in front of it. And so, so as to not get too sad and gloomy, but a little sad and gloomy this time of year is not bad at all. So let me tell you where I am. Okay, first of all, I recorded a quilt diary last week. I only have the vaguest notion of what I might have talked about. I probably talked about the fact that I had finished unquilting Nova and had started requilting it. Well, the requilting is done. Nova is all the way done and ready to go, except I have to document it. And which I'm going to try to do this afternoon. If I can get a good picture with my iPhone, which is possible, then it will be put in the box and perhaps even mailed this afternoon, although that may be pushing it. It's about 1:30. The refrigerator repair guy just left. The refrigerator is working fine, but the ice maker stopped working. I don't know. A while ago, and we're so lazy. It's like, yeah, we need to call somebody. We need, but I think it's not laziness. I think it's introversion. Like, oh, we need to call somebody, and that means, well, calling somebody. You do it. No, you do it. Of course, I do it because I'm home. Although the man has to call someone, we need to get some work done on our report on our porch. Kind of a refinishing. I think just a restaining or re-weatherizing of our back porch, and we're gonna cut a bunch of stuff down in our front yard. Some of the small trees that have grown up voluntarily over the last few years, as well as just the vines and just it's kind of we call it the swamp. And it's just this center area of the yard that, it's fairly well contained. And I'm sure I'd be interesting to see a picture of it, say, 20 years ago. The people we bought the house from who built the house, they were gardeners, or at least he was, Dr. Parton was. And so, and I think he liked to experiment. And I think our, I mean, at this point, it's sort of like the Island of Dr. Moreau kind of experimentation. Everything's gone pretty wild out there. There's this lovely little sycamore tree that is not, it's been here since we've been here, and its leaves have turned this lovely red in the fall, and it's just darling. It's a darling tree that I think we're going to have to take down because it's really not a thriving darling tree. It's like a stick of a sycamore tree. And yeah, but we want to actually have more space for Will to play out front since our backyard is almost total garden at this point. Yeah, so that's the man's job too. He has to call about that. But yes, a lot of things in our house, it takes us forever to get them done simply because we hate making phone calls. There you are. Anyway, refrigerator repair guy was here. They said they gave the window 1 to 3, and guess what? They came like at one. Which was really, really nice, but I had assumed that I would have to be at home from 1 to 3, and I don't quite know what to do with myself except to podcast and hopefully get this podcast episode up today. I would like to do that. It's been, I think, 2 weeks now, so it's time, to say the least. So, Nova, all done, all over but the documenting, baby, and it looks great. I'm very happy with it. The requilting, just filler, just meandering, looks good. Mostly it just adds texture, and I like it, and I like textury quilts. I like yeah, I think I've just said it, what I like. I like textury quilts. I do. Then guess what I've been doing, and I'm very excited about it. I've been working on the mosaic quilt, and in fact I just have 2 rows left to sew together. And I have, I think, 4 rows all sewn together and sewn to each other. And then I think there are 8 or 9 rows all together. So I've got 7 rows done, 2 to go. My only problem. So when I spent a lot of time getting the quilt blocks laid out so I could see how I wanted them. And I took a picture because I'm, brilliant that way. You take a picture, and that way you have your picture in front of you and you can figure out. So you don't have to rely on your poor memory to sew the box together in the order you wanted them. My problem is with the picture, because these are blue mosaic blocks, and I'm having trouble seeing front. Say if I stood at the south end of the quilt to take the picture. Once you get down to the far north end of the quilt, i.e., the last 2 rows, it's harder to determine exactly which block is which. You just see that, oh, those blocks have dark blue in them and those blocks have lighter blue, but it's harder to tell the pattern of the fabric, if that all makes sense. And at one point, I was so organized, I took a picture and then I actually organized the blocks, but you know, this was like back in the spring. This was before my party. But I put the blocks in order. I had a piece of paper separating each row of blocks, and I had, I think I used L for line, like line one, L1, L2, L3 on the piece of paper that was on top of the set of blocks. So it was all very organized, but of course, in the months since, things get unorganized, reorganized, and amazingly, overall, things stayed in order, but these last two rows really got out of order. And what amazes me most of all is I have the right number of blocks left, so it's just figuring out the order. And it's those kind of chores that stop me. You know, it's like if you're on a roll, you're on a roll, and all of a sudden something comes up, it's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm gonna have to figure this out. This is gonna take more time and it's gonna be hard. Therefore, I'm gonna go watch TV or something like that, or knit, although I'm not knitting right now, but or do something else. I think when I finish talking to you today, I am gonna figure those rows out, and that may be how I use my time before I have to go start picking up boys from school. That and documenting the Nova quilt. But I'm excited to be so close to done on the mosaic quilt, because this has taken quite some time. They were getting into a year and a half, maybe 2 years, I don't know. And I'm thinking about what I'm going to do with it. I believe I talked maybe last week or the week before how, the plan was to put it on my bed, or our bed, in the master bedroom, which was going to take some doing, putting on a lot of borders to make it big enough. But then we got the new curtains, which have changed the whole look. It's this funky urban sleek room now, and so my mosaic quilt, I don't know if it's going to work. So I'm not going to worry about that being fitting a queen. I'm not going to worry about making that into a queen size quilt. I do think I will make a new quilt for the bedroom, but I think it's going to be much more modern and, urban, sleek, chic, young, hip, whatever look we seem to be now going for in the bedroom. Yes. But what I'm thinking about with the mosaic quilt is when the top is done, putting a small, maybe a 3-inch border, white border, and then doing a border of half square triangles, white and blue. I don't know if I'll separate, do just a white square, then a white and blue half square triangle, just sort of mimic or mirror the quilt top, which is mosaic block, white square, mosaic block, or if I'll just do a series of squares. But I've seen borders like that I've really, really liked, and I think it would look really cool. It's kind of a matter of whether or not I have the stamina. I'm actually kind of eager to quilt this. It's going to be a good quilting, I don't want to say quilting experiment, that's not right, but I'll back up. I noticed that I wasn't going to get any more quilting classes off of Craftsy. And as soon as I say something like that, you should really just note it, write it down on your calendar. Frances says, not going to do this. And then you can start placing bets. At what point will Frances start doing this? And so, of course, since I've said that I won't, I have bought now two more classes. One, a class on borders and binding, kind of a finishing class that my mom recommended that was on sale for $15. The teacher, I want to say her name is Mimi or Mitzi or something, but my mom thought that was very helpful, and she recommended that after my binding problems with the Nova quilt. Can't remember if I've mentioned this, but Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us, also she recommended the Fonz Importer binding tool, which I haven't gotten yet, but I will. And I think Jay left a comment recently, basically saying the next time you have to bind something, let me know. I'll walk you through it. So thank you, Jay. I'm very dependent on Jay for taking care of my quilting needs. Anyway, so I got that class. And then I think when I was talking about sort of my, trying to figure out, how do you figure out what's the best way to quilt a quilt when you're doing it yourself? And somebody, and I don't have my computer right in front of me, so I can't tell you who, mentioned this Leah Day quilting class, free motion quilting class on Craftsy. So I thought, I will get that. And it was on sale, so I did get it. And I think because the mosaic quilt has so much blank space, negative space in it, because every other block is just white fabric, it could be a really good quilting sampler kind of quilt. I have to figure out if that's how I'm going to do it, but I'm hoping that Leah will give me lots of good ideas. Hello, can you hear? There's music behind me. I'm sitting in the living room, and Travis is by my side napping, and I've got Bach on Pandora. So I hope it's not an irritating kind of, you can just hear it enough to make you feel like, what's that weird sound in the background? I don't know how, maybe I shouldn't have it on. Should I turn it off? Maybe. Except then I like having music. Well, let's walk over. I'm going to turn it off. Now I'm concerned that it was a bad idea to have music on. But I could have leaf blowers on, although there's no leaf blowing right now. Here we go. It's off. No leaf blowing because it's raining. Not that necessarily would stop the leaf blowers in my neighborhood, who are quite aggressive and quite committed to their leaf blowing. All right, so there you go. So I am excited about being so close to being done with the top for the mosaic quilt. Pondering whether to get fancy with the borders or just move along and get to the quilting part. I'm happy to have a quilt to quilt on and practice quilting on, and a quilt that will stay here, so less chances of me unquilting it. so many people were like, don't unquilt it, but it was too late. I had already unquilted. The unquilting had begun. So that's where I am quilty-wise. That's a fair amount of quilting news for me. Let me think of what else I have to tell you about. Are we watching any new shows? I don't know if you watched Broadchurch last year. It was a BBC production. It was excellent. I really, really liked it. And now there's an American production. Fox is doing one, but it's not called Broadchurch. It's Grace something. I don't think it's Grace Church. I'm almost positive it's not Grace Note, but it's something like that. But it has the word grace in it. And it's a murder mystery. And what's interesting, the man and I watched about 20 minutes of the first episode, and we had read about it in the New York Times. So I knew this was going to be the case, but it's almost, the first couple episodes apparently are exactly the same, like the exact script, as Broadchurch. Only, of course, this series is set in states. So that's the only difference. You have different actors, except, and this is where it gets really weird, the guy who starred in Broadchurch is playing the same character in this new show, only now he's playing it with an American accent. I think his name is David Tennant. He was a Doctor Who for a while. So, any event, so I started watching that, but we're just like, we've already seen this show. I don't really want to watch it again. But I will tell you, if you can put up with some darkness, we also watched on Amazon Prime Happy Valley with the wonderful actress who is also in The Paradise and also in Last Tango in Halifax. And of course, I can't tell you what her name is, but she's fabulous. She has blonde hair. She is, I would say, I can't remember. I think I actually even looked her up. And if she's not 50, she's really right, 49 or 51. I mean, so I think that we women of a certain age, it's just great to see ourselves on TV looking perhaps a little better than we look, but not all that much better. But anyway, Happy Valley, it's dark. There's darkness in there, but she, this actress who has no name, but has been in many things, is fabulous. Fabulous. And the actress who played O'Brien in Downton Abbey, her name is Siobhan something. See, no names here. We don't need names. You and me were, yes, telepathically so in touch. You can just read into my brain and see the pictures of these actresses. But anyway, O'Brien plays the big star's sister, the main character's sister. But she's totally different. And you realize, wow, this woman could act, because it took me a while. So, you know, when you're watching something, you're like, I know that actor from somewhere. Where do I know that actor from? And she looks so different. It's a contemporary setting. She's such a different character, and she's marvelous. So the acting is marvelous. It's wonderful. Happy Valley. So I would recommend that. Someone, too, recommended that I listen to BBC Four. I think it's Book Club, because I love a Scottish accent, and I have been listening to that, and it's wonderful. So, and this is on iTunes. So go to the iTunes store. If you love the Brits, as so many of us do, you can download all these BBC Four podcasts. And I'm trying to get into, there's a British soap. I have to go over here so I can tell you these things. It's just too much, too much. I'm coming over to my computer on my treadmill desk. I'm not going to make you listen to me treadmill. I'm behind. I was like almost up with Terry, although one never truly catches up with Terry on Fitbit. And then I went out of town, and now I'm like number six. It's just humiliating. But all right, The Archers. So this is a very long-running soap opera on the BBC. And I'm trying to, and some friends of mine, some British friends of mine, have talked about it, and now you can listen to it. Although, I've lost some episodes. I tried starting listening to it. Yeah, it's like, you know, I haven't watched a soap opera in a long time. I used to watch All My Children. I mean, and I remember watching All My Children as a pretty, I don't know, trying to get away with watching it when I was a little kid. Like, you'd be homesick back in the day before cable or anything. And, you know, it's, I guess you should, right after lunchtime, you were out of luck. Because there was nothing on TV again until about 3, but there were soap operas on. That's all that was on. And so sometimes I'd try to sneak in a soap opera, but my mother was against them. I think her mother listened to a lot of soap operas and on the radio, and my mother kind of thought soap operas were a waste of time. Anywho. But, you know, with the soap opera, you just do have to... Oh, you're okay. Travis is a good watchdog. Good watchdog. Good boy. Go back to sleep. You know, you just have to dive in. But it's, I think, perhaps a little easier to dive into a soap opera on TV than one on the radio. You know, because you have the visual cues. They're very helpful. But still, I think that... So I'm trying to dive into The Archers. Each episode is about 15 minutes. And, you know, anybody, any of my British friends listening to this podcast, if you want to give me some background, if you listen to The Archers... I want to give me a brief, like, here's what you need to know. That would be great. But I love the idea of listening to this. And I think it's been on forever. I think it is the longest running radio soap opera. So anyway, BBC. So thank you. I can't remember who it was. I'm so sorry. Whoever recommended BBC Book Club. I love it. Great Scottish accent. And yeah, so other things as well. You know, if you've got any recommendations, obviously, always for books, but for podcasts, I feel like I'm up to date on the new Quilty podcast, but other podcasts as well. If there's something that you really love, let me know. You know, because sometimes I feel like I spend so much time, so I'm about to quilt and I want something on, and you know, I've got Netflix and Amazon.com Prime on my computer. So yeah, but I feel sometimes I just sit there and I'm just scrolling through shows like, nah, kids are home, can't watch that kind of thing. And then, or I want something that I can kind of listen to, but I don't have to listen to all that closely. I just find that iTunes, you know, sometimes can be just better. than trying to watch a show while you're working. So if you've got any good ideas, let me know. What have I read? I just finished the Roz Chast collection of cartoons. Could we talk about something more pleasant about sort of the last years of her aging parents? And she is an only child, and her parents are very neurotic. She's very neurotic, but she's a great cartoonist, and she's really funny. It's a very, very moving book. Could we talk about something more pleasant? And it is in cartoon form. She's, a very well-known New Yorker cartoonist. So I just finished that, and I'll walk over here again because I try to write down my books that I read. I don't always recall, but I feel like I've just read something that was fairly good. Here, can you feel here the pages flipping? Yes, and now of course I have my glasses on. Well, here's my glasses. Okay, I'm just walking all over. You're getting good sound effects. Oh, you know what I finished that I love was Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty, who did What Alice Forgot, and The Husband's Secret. This is her newest book. I got it out of the library, and I really loved it. I did. I enjoyed it. It's not great literature, but it's pretty good, and it's sort of very good women's fiction. That's what I would say. So yes, I really enjoyed that and would recommend it. All right, so that was the latest thing. I don't know. I don't know that I have anything on the docket. I'm just dipping in and out of several books. So would love a recommendation for a good novel. I'm looking forward to Marilynne Robinson's new novel. I believe it's called Lila. It's part of Gilead and Home and Lila. So it's part of this trilogy. And I don't know. I might ask for it for Christmas if I can hold out that long. So that's what's going on with me. I did travel a bit last week and it was exhausting. I'm almost done with the revision and I am trying to get my Christmas shopping done. I am not making anyone anything for Christmas because I stopped doing that a long time ago. No, I haven't. But just quilty wise, I'll knit some socks, I'll knit a scarf or something. But I can't remember the last time that I made somebody a quilt for Christmas. Probably when I made my sister-in-law a quilt a few two maybe two Christmases ago. And it's just too much pressure. Christmas is too busy. So, but I am thinking about Christmas. It's just 2 months away, and as we all know, it goes very quickly. And my dream is to enjoy Christmas. That is my dream every year. I will enjoy it once the true festivities kick in. My parents come, and so whenever they arrive, that will kind of be the beginning of, and by that time everything will be done, and then it's all very enjoyable. But the time up until then, not always so enjoyable for me. I was thinking today as I took my walk and was looking at the changing leaves, how much I love Thanksgiving. It's just simple, it happens, and it goes away. There's just not that much to it. The food is good if you like that meal, and I actually really love that meal. And so, yeah, looking forward to Thanksgiving, looking forward to seeing my parents at Christmas. That will make it nice and special, especially for the boys. So, yes, my mom is doing well, and she is in her sewing room quite a bit, and she's done quite a few things that she's been, I don't know if she's finished with them. I know she's been working on quite a bit, and maybe she'll send me some pictures, and I will post them if she gives me permission, because we all love to look at quilts. Well, I think that's it for right now. I'm going to finish this up and get it posted. Get a picture of Nova so you can see that, and get a picture of what I've done on the mosaic quilt, and then figure out those final two rows of blocks. See if I can figure out what my intention was way back then. And if I can't figure it out, I'll just make something up. I hope you're doing well. Leave a comment. Leave a comment. Oh, well, I might remember. I was going to say, we do have a winner for the Fat Quarter giveaway from a podcast-iversary, and that was Michelle. But I may end up saying that again when I do the introduction, so I won't go into too many details here. But yay, Michelle! Thank you for everyone. Lots and lots of comments, and keep comments coming. Just because We're friends, and I know you want to let me know how you're doing and let me know your thoughts. Let me know what to read next. Okay. Life is short. Quilt first. Bye.